The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus came down from the mountain with Peter, James, and John, and approached the other disciples, they saw a large crowd around them and scribes arguing with them. Immediately on seeing them, the whole crowd was utterly amazed. They ran up to him and greeted him. He asked them, "What are you arguing about with them?" Someone from the crowd answered him, "Teacher, I have brought to you my son possessed by a mute spirit. Wherever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, grinds his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive it out, but they were unable to do so." He said to them in reply, "O faithless generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring him to me." They brought the boy to him. And when he saw him, the spirit immediately threw the boy into convulsions. As he fell to the ground, he began to roll around and foam at the mouth. Then he questioned his father, "How long has this been happening to him?" He replied, "Since childhood. It has often thrown him into fire and into water to kill him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said to him, "If you can, everything is possible to one who has faith." Then the boy's father cried out, "I do believe. Help my unbelief." Jesus, on seeing a crowd rapidly gathering, rebuked the unclean spirit and said to it, "Mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." Shouting and throwing the boy into convulsions, it came out. He became like a corpse, which caused many to say, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand, raised him, and he stood up. When he entered the house, his disciples asked him in private, "Why could we not drive this spirit out?" He said to them, "This kind can only come out through prayer." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. I thought this morning I'd tell you about the first reading from the letter of James, because as I said last week, it's so rare that we get to hear from the letter of James, and it's so very, very good. To understand what you heard in the first reading today, let me first give you some context, okay? So here's what James is talking about in the first reading. He's asking the question, what sort of person can teach us who God is, right? What sort of person is able to teach us about who Jesus Christ is? Now, here's hoping that question resonates with you, because there's nothing greater we can share with one another than to help them to find what we found, right? You're in church on a Monday morning, for goodness sakes, right? You found something the rest of the world is looking for, even though they don't know it. You found it. You got a treasure here. You want to share that with people. So here's the question. James says, what kind of person is able to share with somebody else about who Jesus Christ is? And he's not just talking about, you know, who can stand in a pulpit and give a homily, right? Or who can write a book. But isn't our faith best shared one soul to the next, one person to the next? So what kind of person can do that? And he says, the key is the possession of wisdom. That's the quality that lets us share God with other people. Who can teach somebody else about Jesus Christ? The one who has wisdom. So it raises the question, what is wisdom? What does wisdom mean? Well, you probably already know that wisdom is not the same thing as book learning. I mean, it's almost a cliche that you can line up expert after expert after expert, right? And PhD after PhD after PhD, and they don't even have any common sense. I forget who said this once, but I think it was William F. Buckley. He once said, "I'd rather be governed by the first 100 names in the Boston phone book than by the faculty of Harvard University." Right? You know that wisdom is not the same thing as book learning. And similarly, you already know some of the wisest people in the world are the most unassuming. Some of the wisest counsel I ever got in my entire life was from a janitor in an airport. I'll tell you that story some other day. Okay? So what is wisdom? Most people think that wisdom means applied learning. It's not just having knowledge, but knowing what to do with it. It's true. But in our faith, we can go much, much deeper than that. So let me summarize for you Thomas Aquinas and what he has to say about wisdom. He would say that wisdom means always remembering the final purpose of everything. Okay, let me explain that by diverging just for a minute into a little bit of philosophy to explain what that means. But just remember this. Thomas Aquinas says wisdom means always remembering the final purpose of everything. Aristotle once said that everything has four causes. The material cause, the formal cause, the efficient cause, and the final cause. Let me explain. Okay? Let's talk about our altar for just a second. And let's explain it by those four causes. The material cause, the formal cause, the efficient cause, and the final cause. So materially, what's the altar? It's marble. Okay? Formally, what's the form of the altar? Well, 12 apostles. Efficiently, what made the marble look like that? Well, an artisan got out a hammer and a chisel. But what's the final cause? What's the purpose? It exists for the worship of God. Thomas says, always remember the final cause of things. That's wisdom. Let me give you another example. One day I walked out of a restaurant with a friend of mine. Standing in the parking lot before me there was a brand new glittering $300,000 Bentley Azure. Okay, so for those of you who might not know what a Bentley is, hopefully everybody knows, it's a sporty version of a Rolls Royce. At the time, this was the most expensive production car in the world. And I turned to my friend and I said, pulling up my hair. Oh my goodness, that's a Bentley Azure. That's the most expensive production car in the world. Everyone's handmade in Crewe, England. And my friend says, I see. What does it do besides take you places? Okay. That's wisdom. You're always remembering the final cause of things. Now, real wisdom is remember that about ourselves. What do you exist for? You exist to know, love, and serve God in this life and to be happy with Him in the next. That's what we exist for. When you know that and you act on it, you're wise. That's why James says what he says in the first reading. Okay? Somebody who has wisdom also has humility. That's how you're going to tell. Somebody who has wisdom also keeps God's commandments because they always remember what they're for. And he says, we want to find fake wisdom, mockery, counterfeit, worldly, demonic wisdom, so-called, a mockery of real wisdom. Look for somebody who's ambitious, jealous, worldly. They have no idea why they're in this world. They couldn't possibly have any wisdom. So here's something hopefully that we want to share with other people, right? You want to grow in wisdom yourself so that you can share Jesus Christ with others? It helps always to remember the final cause of things. What the heck? Can I tell you another story? I was watching an auction once, one of these famous auction houses. I forget which. And they were auctioning off a Stradivarius violin. And the auction was up to $40 million. And all I could think to myself was, that's a lot of money for a fiddle. Try to remember that. It helps. Go through life asking, what's the final cause of things? It helps you grow in wisdom, right? And secondly, a little meditation from Pope John Paul II. You want to find wisdom in other people? The fastest way to learn it is from somebody else. You want to find wisdom in other people? John Paul II says, look for three qualities. Joyful service, humble service, generous service. The great people of this world are not going to be the great people of the kingdom of heaven. But if you want to find out who the real celebrities of eternity are, look for joyful people, humble people, generous people. Those are the ones who teach us about what matters most. They teach us about the truth of who God is. Amen.